Seems is nothing that you couldn't do with a drink inside of you. Is there nothing you'd not do with a drink in you?
Thank you. Hope so. Nice welcome.
How do?
I'm going to say a nice recognition.
Then. That were in tribute to the Doves, who we went to see at the Royal Albert Hall.
Was it not in tribute to Doves?
Last Friday. Doves.
I've got a quick thing to tell you. Before we start, welcome everyone to Comfort Zone. We're having a little special. Well, you know how we're doing our
birthday special.
Yeah. Radzi's birthday. I tell you what's strange. Month. I was 30 last week and I'm 40 now.
Yeah?
I were in 30s and now I'm in 40s.
Well, you were 30 this week. 40 this week.
Yeah, but well, still.
You celebrated it last week.
Some changes, isn't it?
Oh, you were 30 last week, 40 this week.
I've had a week, yeah. Right? I were in 30s and now I'm in 40s. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
30-40.
Anyway, you know how you said this is the Doves? Yeah. Obviously, they're called Doves.
Called Doves, yeah.
I don't know if we had this conversation. I think me and Alex were talking about
it. I was correcting everyone last week. It's Doves. It's Doves, not the Doves. We're going to see Doves.
But you just said the Doves on that intro.
Yeah, no, well, I'm sorry. What can I say?
You just looked to your beard like it's your beard's fault. You've already stopped, isn't it?
It were him. It were that man with green hat on at the bottom of Moretta.
Pervert. Sammy Booker. Well, that's Sammy, that's Beera. Mm. Anyhow, we were talking that if they're called Doves, then you call them the Doves. Surely if you're talking about the Beatles, they should be called the Beatles.
The Beatles,
because
yeah.
the name is the Beatles.
Oh, you mean the Beatles?
So they should be, if you're...
The Beatles.
People. Well, that sounded a little bit like John Lennon, but not a lot.
Well, I can do a good John Lennon impression.
Do one then.
Well, give me a minute.
they weren't too bad. It's better than my impression was. Good thing about today's, though, because we're playing Villa. I could probably crowbar me Birmingham accent at some point.
Your infamous Brummy accent.
Are you going to Hillsborough to watch the Villa?
When are you going to do it? Give us a shout.
I'll let you know. Don't you know?
Oh, I think we're going to beat you today.
Ooh.
No, you're not. No, you're not, mate. No, you're not.
No, I think we will. I think we'll probably win 2-1.
No, I don't think
so. It's the Steve Bruce factor, though, isn't it? We're going to give ourselves a chance.
I used to love that when it was on ITV.
What?
Wait, that Steve Bruce factor when they used to do, you know, assault course at end.
What's that? Krypton factor?
Oh, Krypton factor. I was getting muddled up.
That was tedious. What do you call it? The thing you link.
Tedious?
No, it's all right. What do you call you do a tedious link when it's a...
Tenuous.
Is it tenuous?
It was tenuous.
It sounded tedious.
It was nineuous.
I did like Krypton factor, though. I don't know how we've got in this, but we're going to go with it. Yeah. Gordon Burns. Or was it Gordon
Kay? With me, Gordon Burns.
No, Gordon Kay's a low.
Gordon Burns.
Gordon Kay's a low.
Yeah.
Another one of my heroes.
Oh, René.
I don't think he said his own name.
No, that were
Yvette Michelle.
Yeah. It is I, Leclerc.
Chocolate Leclerc.
You stupid woman. We could go on all day like this. No.
If Greg's listening, he loves this. Good morning.
Good morning.
I
was just pissing by.
Let me get this right. Is he a Belgian trying to do a French accent or an
English
accent?
He's English.
In the program is English. Yeah. So I thought we were Belgian.
It's called Crabtree.
Oh, right. So he's trying to
do more English than Crabtree, is there?
He's trying to do a French accent.
He's not trying to do a French accent. He's trying to speak French.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But he's saying, I don't know. It's good, though.
Because they don't actually speak French. They speak English with a French accent, but that is their equivalent to speaking French. Otherwise, they don't understand what they're saying.
So he's just trying to put a French accent.
No one wants an half an hour Sunday evening sitcom with subtitles, do they?
It wouldn't have been the program it were.
It wouldn't have got the ratings.
Yeah, we're good. I like that. Is that Yvette Michelle tall or with dark hair?
Yvette Michelle?
Is it
Yvette Michelle?
Vicky Michelle, sorry.
Yvette, what character?
Oh, what a little one with blonde hair, little pocket dynamo.
Oh,
with back bog eyes. She would terrify him. Kiss me, Minnie! Kiss me!
Like a female little Craig.
A little angry. Do you know what she reminds me of? If she's listening to this, she reminds me of Becky Jones.
she better not be listening to it.
She does listen.
Or she better not remember it.
Just she's hello to Becky and I think it's fiance. They've had a little kid, haven't they? So we don't see a lot of her.
All right,
but yeah,
congrats
for that. Or a while ago, anyway.
Big up yourself.
Before Lolo, Krypton Factor. I just like that puzzle bit.
Yeah.
I bet you like playing bit, didn't you?
When I liked Flight Simulator, yeah.
I imagine it being really hard, though, because it was a proper flight
simulator. It was a real flight simulator, like a game thing. You had to do all things. It went to Spectrum.
Most people just crashed, didn't they?
Most people crashed. Very rarely saw people land it. And if they did, there'd be a lot of shuddering.
Oh, yeah, so it's a bad landing.
Bad landing, yeah.
I think kind of like...
You'd definitely be air things popping out at top of...
What is going wrong, though? Yeah. No need to be alarmed, but...
Put your gas mask on.
It's not a gas mask. It's still a gas. It's oxygen, isn't it? I'm guessing. It's meant to keep you calm. Anyway, everyone wanted to do...
Assault course,
yeah. But I don't think I can handle it in a minute.
It was the pinnacle of every episode, weren't it?
Yeah. It's just that last bit, isn't it? With the zip wire.
Yeah. That was your reward for graft.
No, you had to get out of water and all that, didn't you? That was last bit, because you run up that hill with all soggy.
People always did well, always managed to lift the legs up before they hit bottom at the zip wire.
You have to get a bit of a...
Because otherwise you got dragged down into a puddle at bottom.
Dragged down.
I'd lift my feet up if I were doing it.
I'd probably fell off long back.
I would have fell off in middle.
There's one at,
they won't allow it now, would they? You have to do. There'd be risk assessments galore, wouldn't they?
Oh, no. What are you joking? You know that Y part? That's why it's filmed in Buenos Aires.
Exactly.
Because they're all...
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it in Epping Forest.
There's that other one that Kamara and Ben Shepherd does, Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, that won't be filmed here either. They'll all be filmed abroad.
There's got to be filmed here.
Sign this disclaimer, right? Fly over to Argentina... And you can hurt yourself as much as you want, pal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have some corned beef while
You know, you're not doing it in New Forest.
Ooh.
No chance.
Well, you don't want to do it in centre parts. It costs a fortune.
The Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 will not allow it.
You know this now, don't you?
I know all this stuff.
You could have gone sight though, couldn't you?
I've done many a sight induction.
No. There's one up in town, like a kid's one, Eva and Henry went last week.
Be signed a life away.
I'm guessing you do have to. I don't know if you do have to sign. It's all cushiony stuff.
But you're probably more at risk from botulism in places like that, aren't you? Don't put your hand out back of a seat, whatever you do.
You're about poo samples at Balbury.
Everything. Bits of food. Oh, God. Disgusting. They don't clean them, you know.
No.
Don't clean them play centres.
They do studies, don't they? I don't know who's going round swabbing.
Swabbing.
But them iPads in McDonald's, their spots have like 50 different kinds of feces on it.
No, don't touch them, dear.
Not while you're eating.
I mean, everyone's got a bloody phone. What are you going to be touching them things for?
Disgusting, they are. But kids play with, and then they're eating the chicken nuggets and that.
Oh, filth.
And yeah, there were one with ball pools. Ball pits, ball pools.
I saw one. Somebody put a picture online. You know them ketchup dispensers with a little tube? Yeah.
Is it not just attached to a bottle?
Yeah, but it's a tube, and then you put
it's nipple.
You put your little pill cup underneath, don't you? Well, somebody took a picture, you know, a clear tube. Yeah. There were maggots inside it.
Get bent.
Honestly.
Fucking hell, it's horrible.
Exactly. Ever since then, I always ask for a carton from behind.
I always ask for a carton anyway. Yeah,
do not use the pump action ketchup dispenser.
Just be careful, because
you don't know what's in there. You know how long it's since you cleaned it.
Be careful, because it might not have been McDonald's. It might have been.
It were definitely McDonald's.
Maggots and McDonald's were saying.
But just in case. other
maggots are available.
Other takeaway burger joints are available. Yeah.
Correct.
McDonald's.
Would you stop?
Might be McDougal's are coming to America.
What about that one that were on London Road?
Mahmoud's.
Mahmoud's.
The one in Leeds.
Can you remember what their one up from a Big Mac were called?
No, of course.
Big Dripper. And it was like three layers of Big Mac.
Big Dripper.
I know, it don't even sound very appealing. I suppose it does, and it doesn't. It were brilliant. When I lived up there, they had Shaz one.
You wouldn't want to go boozing with your Big Dripper, would you? Away, pal. I'm wet through here.
Yeah.
Hold your pint straight.
I was thinking of a lady when you said that, I know.
Oh, but typically, that's how your mind works, isn't it?
You're spilling your smell of ice, though, haven't you?
Shut up. Shut up and get him in. All right, darling.
Wow, some turn, didn't it? Anyway, I went to McDonald's the other day with Young, and we went down to, you know, Henry's off school.
Oh, yeah.
Strange
cool
thing,
isn't it?
Well, yeah, weird. Kids in Sheffield are off for 2 weeks now.
The kids in Sheffield. Whoa.
They go back. They don't like Rotherham are off, so Eva's off around Easter.
Well, we don't mix, do they?
Well, they used to. Good thing is, we went to Meadow Hall one day and all, and it weren't overly
That's
busy.
Never a good thing.
It must be more Rotherhamers than Meadow Hall.
Ammers.
Yeah, we went to McDonald's. It's all right. It's just one place I go every
day. I go every morning.
For a break, for a coffee's nice.
For a bro, yeah.
But I'm excited because I got they've started that Monopoly again, haven't they?
They have.
And I don't go very often anyway, but I've got a Mayfair also. Yeah. No, I didn't. I got a other one, Park Lane.
Oh, I've got a Mayfair.
No, you haven't.
I've got it in Cardiff, run it.
No.
What did you get? Was it like a free burger?
Do you mean a Mayfair or a Razzle? Is it, or is it sure it's not a Fiesta?
Yeah, hang on. Are they cigarettes or adult magazines?
When my father went to Ice Cream Van, I asked him for a Fiesta and he came back and just flopped off in a reader's wife section.
Well, I mean, a Fiesta could be, it could be a car.
I could have.
It could be a South American party.
Well, Fiesta's them, they do an original one. It's that way, it's got like knobbly chocolate outside, then chocolate ice cream, and then another bit of chocolate in the middle.
I like a Fiesta.
A mint. Well, the corn dog, they changed the name to Feast.
1.2L.
Oh, we're not going to do that with Hannibal. We're all talking about different three things. I like a porn mag, if I'm honest. I ain't seen one for a while.
Yeah, they've fallen out of favour, haven't they?
They used to be falling out of trees in allotments. That's where I find mine.
There's always a couple in bushes down at Groggy.
Oh, yeah, but you got to be careful. There's been touching them, like...
Yeah, I know. What's one of them kids out of McDonald's?
But when you're a kid, that's a problem. We're worried now about touching screens in McDonald's and playing in ball pits. Back in day, you'd be straight in for a porn mag that's been...
Even if it were Brambler, you'd risk it.
What? So it's...
Scratchage.
Yeah.
You would.
Depends if you flop top in the right place.
Ooh.
I can remember one porn star.
Nice choice of adjective.
What were they called, porn stars back then? They weren't, were they? What were they called? Like,
I don't know. I don't
what,
really.
Like pastry, you know, like them that did that kind of nudie mag
thing? I thought this were a family podcast.
Was it?
I don't know.
I don't think we've ever.
It's not today.
I've never claimed that.
It's filth.
Is it?
Let's talk about last week.
I just want to mention that I just remember one like star of it, star of the magazines, Jo Guest. Do you remember her?
Yeah, she's from Chesterfield, wasn't she?
Yeah, but that's the only one I know.
No,
she was like the most famous one. There was Samantha Fox back in the day, a bit before my time.
These are Page Three girls.
Were they? Then they just did a bit of that outside. A bit of extras.
Bit of what?
Bit of extras. Full frontage.
Don't know, Paul. Anyway, last week.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Went to London, didn't we? I'm
making a week of my birthday. It's my 40th.
Well, it's the second week, isn't it? But, you know. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I started last week, did
it? Last Friday.
Shit, week two. Anyway, we've always wanted to go to Royal Albert Hall, haven't
always,
we? Just so happened.
Boom, boom, boom.
I know, they won't let us in last night, I promise.
No, we can't get to the last night, so. But then, my favourite band, Doves are playing. Teenage Cancer Trust, got to do your bit, you know what I mean?
What are the chances, though? Doves, week before my birthday... Favourite bands?
Yeah, we had a blinding day. We stopped over, didn't we?
Lovely.
Fulham Travel Lodge.
They were all right, weren't they?
We were bang on £40 a night in London. I mean, Fulham, not bad, is it?
Fulham looked a nice place. It had everything you needed. Loads of pound shops, loads of fruit and veg, but pubs weren't very good, were they?
How many pound shops do you need?
Oh, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. Yeah. Loads of like, you could have lived down here.
We had a McDonald's next door for breakfast.
Food weren't very good, were it? Sorry, not food, the pubs weren't very good. They're all a bit samey.
That were all right, Bolton. Ramsay Bolton, that were all right.
What was that one we went outside?
Ramsay Bolton.
It had a bit of a micro pub feel. It just had a nice.
And they were that old rail underground station. They turned to little food hall.
Yeah,
that were all right.
Yeah, could have been better, but it was a good idea.
Listen,
you
know me, Carl. If I'm not paying £6 a pint, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I insist on it because you get what you pay for ultimately. So if you're going to pay more for beer, you're going to get better beer, aren't you? That's how it works.
I'm more than happy to buy them Blue Moons for £2 from Weatherspoons. It's a nice tipple. I'm happy to earn £2 of her. Waxed £4 in local
shops. Listen to this, though. I was paying contactless. It sent, like, all day.
I didn't check mine. I'm terrified.
Well, I checked it Monday, and I'm like, I was terrified. Yeah, like you say, I was terrified. And I sat there, you know, looking through one eye on my phone, my internet banking, and there's just one payment to Bolton for £19.
Oh, you didn't use it, then?
What
about your cards? We paid off at Tube, didn't we?
Only cost me a fiver.
Only if so, what, for both days?
Two trips. £2.30 and £3.70, I think.
Yeah, we went out a few times.
So I've been charged.
Is it?
Yeah, telling you.
I'll have to have a look. Unless it's your weekend.
So, thing. I can only assume I weren't paying with my card all day. I must have been paying cash.
I got a lot of cash in, didn't I, for tickets and stuff.
Well, anyway, I were expecting worse.
I
don't think I spent much more than £500 for the night, so it weren't that bad, really.
It was meant to. £20 a round, though. I think you only got yours and Alex's, didn't you?
I bought quite a few in Albert Hall because it was Teenage Cancer Trust. I thought, well, I'm going to have to put as much money behind the bars because obviously they're going to...
Do your bit.
They're going to do... I've got to do my bit, yeah. I did it for...
Is that why you were drinking heavily when we got there?
I was drinking very heavily.
For the children.
And I managed to score some upgraded seats. Oh, and the seats bang in front, what normally reserved for what I thought where stewards sat. One of the stewards just told me to sit there.
It were great,
and
they were.
And just in case, if anyone decided to move me on, I just kept when they said these your seats, I said, yeah, I'm Alex's carer.
Oh, clever.
And no one moved me.
No one batted an eyelid.
No one batted an eyelid.
And he went, what? I want this one. you do care about him, though, so it's not overly. I've got to be honest, we went to our seats, pal, and they were worse seats, didn't they?
Were they? Yeah, Alex.
You went to know?
No, I did. Alex checked them out online before.
Is that what you had them with?
Yeah, he said, don't give them them ones behind stage.
But we went right at the top, I told you.
You were backstage, weren't you?
It was backstage, we were upstage. Yeah. We were up at back.
Upstage? Yeah. You've been upstage?
We were up at back. The funny thing was, yeah, good view. Sound were brilliant anyway, that's good. Because it's like,
say again.
I said, sound were brilliant.
You what?
But up at the top, it was just nice. I'm just several stood up, we're all dancing. One of the things is, Daddy went to the toilet, and it took him about half an hour to come back and said he had to climb up to get back because they weren't going back in. They were a bit strict, weren't they?
Oh, they weren't an hour. They just told me to sit in them seats where stewards sit.
Yeah, well, don't know. Might just be us. Oh.
But yeah, it were a good weekend.
I loved it. Saturday, we're all right. We were just steady, weren't
we?
Went to
that commune, didn't we?
Oh, big shout out to, I don't know what it's called.
Our friends. Got.
What were it called?
Chat cart.
The chat cart.
Give me your eight bag guts.
We had some lovely food there.
Too hot.
It was hot, wasn't it?
Very hot.
Then we were them gunpowder fries.
Oh, my guts were bad all
day. We got looked after there. They were nice.
Honestly.
You must. We're not all ale, yeah. I don't like that.
Threw me like a Japanese bullet train.
It's funny because that went next doors. They were doing sushi.
Oh, Japanese bullet train sushi.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not very good, but it's quick service.
Oof, not many. In and out like a shot.
Oh, come on. Not allowed to talk about porn magazines, but we could talk about other end.
Well, hey, priorities. Toilet humour is that. We specialise in him.
Hey, priorities all wrong. We've already had feces on screen. Feces talking on screen. Have you, have you watched All Good recently?
Yes. Well, Line of Duty started last Sunday.
Oh.
I mean, how good did you watch it?
I
don't
know, I watched it.
It was classic.
I thought you only watched it because Vicky were in it, but I didn't realise it was very good.
It's brilliant, best thing on telly. But I've in preparation for the new series, I've watched all four over the last 2 weeks. I've watched all previous four series.
It's like a police drama, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, but it's the best police drama.
What are the detectives?
AC12, anti-corruption. They investigate the police.
Oh, nice. Mm. Cool. Well, it sounds like something. Are they all on BB? Are they on iPlayer? What catch
all
up?
All on iPlayer, all on Netflix.
I ain't got Netflix, but other things are available.
You got the iPlayer?
Yeah, I think so.
There.
I'll have a look.
They're on there. Well, I've been watching this lovely comedy called Home about this Syrian refugee.
Oh, so probably, nice. That's good.
It's probably one of the best comedies I've seen for a long time. It's just
what you say is lovely. Has it got that detectorist sort of nice feel?
Yeah, it's got that. But what I will say is,
what the message as well. I'm guessing
it's refugees and immigrants. They sort of get dehumanised by the press, don't they?
Of course.
And this is just a lovely programme, and it shows you what
press fearmonger it, don't they? That's the problem.
And it's just lovely. And bloke who wrote it stars in it, and he's you'll have seen him in stuff, but he's not a big star. But it's beautifully written.
I just saw
it's really nice. It's really nice, and it's funny.
It helps if it's funny.
Yeah,
it's a comedy.
But it does. But it's good. I recommend you watch it.
Do they take it? They take a refugee in, don't they? That's
well, he sort of smuggles him. They go on holiday, and they come back, and he's in the boat. So they take him in.
Yeah.
You know, and then. Because that's he has to apply for you know, has to apply to stay there. So they sort of say, well, you need an address. So they say, well, we'll take you in.
Right.
And then you get to know him, and you get to know his family's in Germany.
All right.
But there's some lovely lines in it. Like he was saying, look, I know you. I'm middle class. You think you're middle class. You look down at me, but I were middle class in Syria. I had a.
Before it all went wrong. Yeah.
Just before war broke out, my HDMI lead went down and I had to go and never got a chance to replace it. And I have to decide which extra virgin olive oil I wanted. But the people that weren't middle class, they're the ones that are still stuck there. You'll never meet them because they didn't get out.
Yeah, they're not escaping the poverty.
And this is what people don't see.
They're not escaping the poverty they had before. They're not looking for a better life. They're just looking for safety, aren't they? They're literally looking for asylum.
They're looking to get out of a war zone with the family.
Especially
the kids.
Listen.
It's lovely. I highly recommend it.
Right, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have a look.
You should.
Might go for Line of Duty and all. I've been looking for something. I'll tell you what I watched. I don't know if I mentioned it the other week. Escape at Dannemora.
Dannemora.
It's supposed to be a true story. I think it's a true story. Mm. Benicio Del Toro.
Love Del Toro.
I can't remember what the lad's called. The lad who played that rape.
Give me the keys.
No, that's Benicio Del Toro.
Give me the fucking thing.
Yeah, I love Del Toro, don't I?
You've seen 12 Years a Slave,
What's your favourite Del Toro? I mean, you were good in Fear and Loathing, weren't you?
He's in a film with Alicia Silverstone called Excess Baggage. I like him in that. Would you have seen it?
No.
It's a good soundtrack. They steal cars and she's back at car. And then he don't know what to do with her because she tried to kidnap herself and then he's going to get good. I really like, there's a couple of good films that you might not know. There's a film called Way of the Gun with Gosling.
No. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I know you like him. It's been one of them. He's in Traffic, isn't he? Oh, I'll tell you what he's brilliant in. Sicario. I've seen that.
It is good, that. Yeah. Is he in two?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in two. I've seen two. Yeah. Can't remember two. I have to watch
it again. Yeah, he gets shot in face.
I watched La La Land again last Sunday. Perfect Sunday matinee film.
You said, oh, I'll tell you what I watched, talking about musicals. First ever time. Yeah. Annie.
Yeah.
Well, Great Kelly goes, well, plus
right
family.
Down my alley. That one.
I can't remember that being.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. They go, oh, no, it's a hard night life. Yeah. But, which everyone knows because of Jay-Z, didn't it?
And Big Bang.
Sun will come out tomorrow. The sun will come out
tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar for tomorrow.
Don't think she's like a cop now.
Is she not?
It's London.
I've not seen
it's not
ever.
That.
I don't know.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Am I mixing it with Oliver?
Right, blood, maybe. Rather pick a bucket or two.
I've not seen it, pal. Never seen it.
You won't watch it.
Greg texted me last night when I was in bed. He said...
our friend Greg?
Yeah, he watched...
Greg of Gibson?
Yeah, I didn't get it till this morning, but he says, watched Rain Man again last night. What a film. Never seen Rain Man. So if you're listening, Greg, never seen Rain Man.
Somebody else? Oh, it must have been on telly. It is good, Rain Man. It's just an off film. But
you know, I wish it would rain, man. Rain on me. Yeah. Phil Collins.
Yeah. I'm going to rain on you. Warriors. Orphans, actually.
Hey, up, got company. Welcome home.
Welcome.
Hey, up, Mags. You all right? You missed me, haven't you? I've been away all week. I've been on tour this week, haven't I?
I know. Well, I popped in to see him. They were both here. Did I come Monday night? They were both here. They were both at Three Pot Setty, actually. Well, they were both chilling at Setty.
Were they together? They don't know. Nothing to do with that.
Yeah, because Maggie was here. Unless Marcellus had just come from your bedroom or something.
He might have.
But Maggie was here, definitely. And then I looked up and Marcellus was here. Yeah. So I might have just come from your bedroom. I said, when I couldn't find it the other day, I know you say you sometimes sleeps on your pillow.
Oh, he loves it, loves it.
Must because he smells at you and he misses you, like.
Yeah? Mm. Well, it stinks.
You got to, it's sweaty.
Night sweats. Oh,
cat doesn't smell very bad, actually.
She don't never smells bad.
Does she? Her dog does. Juno does.
That new cat smell.
Wet dog smell. Do you give him any cleansing?
Yeah.
Do you give him any kind of cleansing?
Clean the scent, that's the beauty of a cat.
But they clean the scent with the tongs, don't they?
Yeah, but it's antiseptic, the tongue, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, if you've got a bad cut, let your cat lick it.
That don't sound right.
No, honestly, trust me.
No.
Like Logan off of X-Men, it'll just heal up straight away in front of your eyes.
I don't think it
will. Like that scene at end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when he pours that water
holy
on his,
water is on Sean Connery's tip.
Holy chalice. What do you
chalice,
call
it? Is it?
Chalice of fire. What's it called?
I don't know. Goblet, innit?
Goblet of fire. No.
That cup?
Cup of Christ.
It's a cup, innit?
Yeah. It's in the title of film, innit? Holy Grail.
No, it's called The Last Crusade.
It's called Holy Grail.
Yeah. What's a grail, though?
It's a cup.
No, I don't think it is.
It's a cup. The Holy Grail. That's what they're searching for in film.
No, it is.
Indiana Jones and the Search of the Holy Grail and the Last Crusade. That's the name of the film, I think. Official title.
Oh,
yeah. European release. I don't know what it's called in America.
Long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Mine's Temple of Doom.
You're winding me up.
Why?
Temple of Doom's your favourite. Worst one.
Is it, Egg?
Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
My God.
Why?
Temple of Doom's the worst.
What was Short Round?
It's the worst one.
It isn't.
First one's brilliant. Yeah. Temple of Doom's a bit poor.
First one was scary.
Third one's brilliant. No.
All the faces are melting at
end. I take it back. Last one's worst one. That new one. That were awful.
So what's your
Crystal
favorite,
Skull.
Then?
Probably first one.
Yeah. What happens in that then? I bet you can't even remember.
It's Indiana Jones and the search for the Lost Ark of the Covenant.
Correct.
That's the European title. I don't know what it would call in America.
That sounds like what it'd call in Germany. They have to explain it properly. I've told you that they call Home and Home, Kevin at Home.
Yeah, the first one's brilliant.
They're all good, but yeah.
No, the second one's poor.
No, second is really... One, starts off terrible. In Shanghai when she's singing. I can't remember what it's called.
Right, quiz question.
Yeah.
What's the name of the club in the opening sequence?
They'd be called something like that's now a band name or something. Is it Bangkok Nights?
It's called Club Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Club Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it's not Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because it's George Lucas.
Yeah, it is.
It's called Club Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And Short Round, what famous film are you in?
Goonies.
Goonies. Data.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Why?
Don't know.
Yeah, but you never know Short Round's name. Somebody asked me that. What's Short Round? Because he's called Short Round. But I don't think he's really got a name.
That's
his nickname.
You never find Daniel Craig's name out in Lakecake. You're not killing anything.
If you knew that, you'd be cleverer than me.
If you knew that, you'd be cleverer than me. Exactly.
That's what he said. Does he say you'd be cleverer than me? You watched Lakecake this week, didn't you?
Watched it Wednesday on Netflix, yeah. Well, I've been on tour in Coventry, like.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell them about the Airbnb.
Oh, I've got a lovely Airbnb in this little village called Balsall Common. £200 for the week. Oh, It were like being at home, but better, because I were burning someone else's gas.
Getting paid for it.
I know we're getting paid for it.
That's it.
Big smart telly in the living room. Big fold-out double bed.
I've got
kitchen to the left of me, bathroom to the right.
Here I am.
Stuck in the middle with a big telly. And it had Netflix on.
A big bag of crisps.
Big bag of crisps in one hand. Big bottle of pop in the other. No wonder I put £2 on.
Just snuggling up with Anke.
Oh, no, yeah, he had his own bedroom. I said, get yourself in bedroom, kid. Oh, I'm about bedroom. I went, yeah. Why would I want bedroom when telly's in here?
Does he not watch telly?
He gets pissed.
All right.
For a living.
Is that what people who don't do tellies do?
Yeah,
they do. Have a telly to string?
I'm just going to go for a wander. And then he comes in at 10 o'clock.
I thought you were right. Is that another Anke impression?
Yeah.
I thought you were going. I don't think I can hang on for too long like we are, yeah. But yeah. Good to be back doing a podcast. It's Saturday, by the way.
Big game this afternoon.
GBT says she don't really like them Saturday afternoon, does she? Prefers them Thursday.
No, but
I want to say a big thanks to to
JBT
and our Craig for these comfort zone glasses.
Lovely.
Second set we've got now.
We've got two sets. We're definitely not able to change the name now.
Hello. We're just thinking of changing it now, which isn't bad.
We weren't, because it's mine. I went.
Only good thing is when we have some guests, they can all have their own.
Well, we keep saying this, don't we?
Let's have a guest next time if you want.
Okay.
We'll get Alex on.
Well, I'd like Ryan Gosling, but
leave it alone.
I know, but I don't think he's.
Do you think he'll upset Dynamic?
What, Ryan? Big Ryan.
It's for you and him, wasn't it? Big Ty Ryan, come on. If you and Gosling were on. Smoothing. I think I feel left out.
Yeah.
Let's Emma Stone come on and all. I can have a chat with her, I suppose. Talk about
they've done three films together. I mean, podcast. Yeah, podcasting. Oh, yeah. Name them.
I don't know, La La Land. They could have done the impending release.
No, you're not over two.
Lars
and the Real Girl?
Yeah.
No.
No, that's a film with Ryan Gosling. Let's say names. Is it Ides of March?
No.
Is it Drive?
No.
Place Beyond the Pines?
Oh, no, I don't think so. She went in that, was she?
Notebook. She's not in that.
Was she not in Notebook?
She's not in any of them, is she? She's only done one film together.
No, I think there's three.
She's not in Notebook. What? That's, I can't remember her name.
Well, I know one of them, for definite.
Yeah, it's La La Land.
No, two of them, for definite.
The Nice Guys?
I don't think she's in Nice Guys.
What's the other one you definitely know, then?
Gangster Squad.
Oh, is she in that?
She's in that.
I can't remember that. Is that with Sean Penn?
Josh Brolin.
Hmm.
What were you in, Josh Brolin?
Well, my favourite.
What were you in, Josh Brolin? We mentioned it already.
Was it Goonies?
Goonies!
We had this a few weeks back. Spoke about that.
Sorry.
Are we going over the whole thing? But my favourite is No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, quiz question for you. Who wrote No Country for Old Men?
Oh, were it Anthony Burgess?
No.
Oh. Don't know then.
Cormac McCarthy.
What were it? Cormac.
What?
Cormac Chameleon?
No. Cormac McCarthy. Did I tell you that thing about chameleons that they don't change the skin to suit the background?
They change the background to suit the skin?
No, that'd be good. It's a mood thing. It depends what mood they're in. So if they happen to be blending into the background, it just so happens that they're feeling green.
So when they're feeling blue, they turn blue?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's particularly that, but it's a mood thing.
So if they're green, they're jealous or something?
Possibly.
Well, what if they're red? What does that mean?
Mad, aren't they?
Or hot.
Could be well red.
Could be hot. We're boiling, turn heating down. Yeah. This Airbnb's boiling.
It's not mood being boiling,
just because it's free gas doesn't mean you have to have heating on full.
Being boiling is not
mood. I've got to get my money's worth. I absorb as much heat as I can before I go home to a cold house.
You'll be getting banned. I don't mind renting my place out, but when I got back it were Amazonian. It's too much. It's out of summer, I know.
What, like all, you know, clammy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I did watch, talking to Amazonian. Huh? Nice little link. Love tedious.
Tedious link.
The Lost City of Z.
Oh, I watched that over a week. Good,
isn't it?
Well, I tried watching it once before, but I fell asleep, so I gave it a second go.
Not the actor.
Charlie Hunnam.
No, not the actor. Percy Fawcett.
Fawcett?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He was a real person, weren't he?
Yeah, he was good. And even his son went missing, like, never come back. He was good.
I'm Spider-Man.
Is that who played Spider-Man? Ah. I thought Andrew Garfield.
No, you played him after him.
What? Tobey Maguire played him first, didn't he? There's been three Spider-Men.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Holland.
So that young lad who played Charlie Hunnam's Percy Fawcett's son plays the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, because Spider-Man is a kid. He's a school kid.
Yeah. Peter Parker. I'm not up to date. What's Peter Parker's lady friend called?
Oh, that's... it's Gwen Stacy.
What?
Gwen Stacy.
No, what's she called? What's the character?
Emma Stone played her.
What's the character?
Gwen Stacy.
She's called... I forgot her name now.
Isn't she? It's got Gwen Stacy, isn't she?
Well, she might be a new one, but if they're official, you know, like you have Lois Lane to Superman.
Oh,
it's Spider-Man, and he's got one.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, and then he's got, like, a girlfriend that
I
runs
don't know.
Through...
I thought it was Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy?
Yeah.
Does she sing in No Doubt?
No, that's Gwen Stacy for funny.
We're not sure.
Definitely.
Mm. Mm. Oh, I've got what her name is now. Answers on a postcard.
If anyone knows, tweet us. Well, at the comfort zone.
Comfybastards at hotmail.com.
Oh, that's it. We haven't said that up yet, have we?
No, but if we do, that's what I'll do.
Well, we're checking your spam folder.
I will do.
I'm starving.
Oh, that'd be nice. Fried. We egg.
Always fried. On toast. Don't have road, yeah. Sick.
It's not raw, it's already cooked, isn't it?
Well, right, you don't have it cold then.
Yeah.
It's cold spam. We're not Visigoths, are we? We're not heathens.
Why do you think they call it spam in like a spam? In your
spicy
spam
ham.
No, in a
spicy
spam
ham
box. In your hotmail, when it goes to spam.
Oh, right. In your email. That's a good question.
Is it sent by persons anonymous?
I bet
mail. Sent by persons anonymous.
It'd be an acronym, won't it?
Just
be an acronym. Be an acronym.
Yeah. Is it not sent by persons anonymous mail?
Could be. If you know and you try and you pretend you've
guessed
junk,
it. Junk makes sense. It just means rubbish. It's American for rubbish, isn't it? Junk.
Oh, I know what junk means.
But you're thinking of like your balls and your willy, aren't
that's
you?
That's what they say in America. They say, "Oh, do you want to see my junk?" You say, "Why would I look at your bin?" Oh, and the next thing they're flopping the knob out.
What do they call it? Pants, trousers and stuff. They're weird, aren't they?
Mm.
Wish, yeah.
We've had this conversation, haven't we?
Oh, there's
we've
a
had this conversation.
I'm going to show you this video.
Because they're called pants shorts.
Yeah.
And we'll not repeat ourselves.
We'll try not to.
But Americans are weird.
Got a little America against England little thing. I saw a video this morning. Proper tickled me. So Cure being inducted to...
I saw that.
Hall of Fame.
And Radiohead.
All right.
Mm.
So then they've walked on stage where they're going to get, not stage, it must be like red carpet, and this goes, oh, Cure, oh, Cure, and they've been inducted to the World of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, and Robert Smith goes up, she goes, oh, are you excited? And he goes, not as much as you, but looks good.
All right. Well, yeah, I heard him interview and he said he doesn't really understand purpose on it, but it's just one of the things you sort of...
Even in the article you read,
do.
Were him slagging Morrissey off? When you watched that bit,
yeah, he did, yeah.
Tell him one about that Liam and Noel one with funny.
Well, I read an article on my Google thing, and it was the 50 best rock and roll insults, and number one was Noel Gallagher about Liam. He's such an angry...
Hey!
He's biting you. He's such an angry young man.
His eye looks a bit swollen up around the side.
Yeah, he's probably been touching it after he's touched it. Yeah, anyway, he's such an angry young...
Weird, my hand hurting now, it's not.
Amazing. Antiseptic.
Yeah.
Antiseptic spray. I forgot what I was saying there.
Just about the article that they were Noel slagging Liam off one at
top. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's such an angry man. He's like a man with a fork in a world of soup.
It's good.
It's good because it paints a picture in your head.
Well, if you know Liam,
of a right angry man with a fork trying to get it in his mouth.
It paints a picture of me as Liam going, What are we doing with this, kid? Kid, some fucking chicken soup and all I've got is this.
I would suggest, Liam, freezing it and then smashing it up with your fork.
Is he also pointing out the fact that Liam's not clever enough to maybe put it in a cup and just drink it? That's what everyone else... Or just get enough bread that
He ain't got a cup. He's only got a fork.
No, he says he ain't got a spoon. So where's soup then? Is it still in can? You can probably drink it out of that.
Well, that's a good question.
Is the soup just being on its own?
If it's in a bowl, you could drink it out of a bowl, can't you? Fuck, I've drunk soup out of a bowl before, you know, when both my spoons are there.
Yeah.
Can't be asked to clean one.
I think when I was younger, I drank a cup of tea out of a bowl a couple of times. It cools it down, doesn't it, if you pour it into a bowl?
It's very oriental.
Isn't it? Huh? Is that rhyming slang?
Lazy.
Mental. Is it rhyming slang for lazy? Why is it rhyming slang for lazy?
I didn't hear it rhyming.
It's fucking chicken oriental, mate.
I didn't hear it rhyming.
Get out of bed, you fucking chicken oriental. Lazy. You know how rhyming slang works, don't you?
It rhymes.
What about that time when I were, you know, we've got Yorkshire rhyming slang, obviously you know this. And listeners all know.
Oh,
Now, why did you do a Yorkshire thing that I was going to say?
That's how I talk all
the
time.
That time when I went Fruit Machine and I put a quid in and won a tenner. And that kid asked me to shift so we could go on. I said, I won't bother, pal, because I've just won an eight and I only put an Alan in. Just looked at me going out and just carried on putting it in. So anyone who didn't know, an Alan Wicker's a knicker.
And a tenner. Jar Jar Gabor.
Score. That's 20 quid. 20, obviously.
It's getting complicated now, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why it looks like this.
Nifty 50.
Where's a pony?
Well.
But I don't know why it's 25.
We're having one when he turned up.
A pony's 25, but we used to know pony as pony and trap crap, didn't we? So why is a pony 25?
Because Del Boy says so.
Why is a monkey 500?
Ah, well.
See, they're not rhyming slang, they're just obviously sayings. Go on, do you know this?
No, that's Cockney though, isn't it? We're Yorkshire.
No, but I'm saying
we do things differently in the words of the famous Mancunian Tony Wilson.
Come and lick this, will you, Marcellus?
Oh, put it away, pal. He's not that way inclined.
Let me junk my hand. That was good, weren't it? That junkyard thing when you used to have to make something. Did you like that?
Oh, I love it. Well, I like
it. Junk Wars or something.
It was
Junk Wars. That sounds like that magazine. I had Fiesta.
Yeah, that's top shelf. No, it were
male
it,
only.
It was Scrapyard Challenge. Scrap Heap Challenge.
That's it.
We Robert Llewellyn, who played Crichton, and what do you call her?
I don't know.
Lisa Rogers, were it? Lisa Rogers.
Was she in? Give us a clue, Lionel Blair.
No, different Lisa.
Michael Parkinson and Lisa Goddard.
Dick Strawbridge run that, and Dick Strawbridge he now lives in a chateau in France, and he's got a series on Channel 4.
Is that Dick Strawbridge?
He's got
a big moustache, and he's got a big moustache.
And that is not code for what some dirty-minded people might be thinking.
What does it? Why would it be code?
I don't know, but it just...
What could big moustache be?
It's just where you said it. Oh, he's got a big moustache, and whoa.
I didn't say it like that.
No, that's the way it sounded in my head.
Anyway, so we don't know what monkey is. We don't know. So another answer's on a postcard. Yeah. We'll try and fill you these in next time we do a podcast.
Yeah, but it's rhyming slang, isn't it? So it's something that rhymes.
No, it's not. So it might be like monkey's forehead, monkey's summit.
You can't help yourself, can you? What's this, the smut special?
Crass in, ain't it? Crass. But it might be like a Jar Jar's, 20 quid, because it's Jar Jar Gabor score. Yeah. So it might be monkey tennis.
All right, let's have the last 3 minutes on Cockney rhyming slang.
We don't have to finish at 40.
No, we do exactly on 40 because it's my OCD all kicking up wide.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So let's see if we can
apple and pears.
Well, we know obvious ones, don't we?
Well, we should have had a quiz.
Drum.
What a drum is?
Well, a drum's someone's house, isn't it?
Why is it called?
Why is it called a drum?
Drumming. Something I don't know.
I don't know now, I was asking you.
Oh dear, I've got one of these quizzes where you don't know the answer. Answer on a postcard.
Alright. Your feet are plates.
No, plates are meat.
Plates are meat. I didn't think you'd know that one.
Plates are meat, feet. What about, what's your derby?
Oh, it's your Derby Kelly. Because we've both got derbies, haven't we?
What is it though?
Belly.
Yeah, sorry, Derby rubbing Kelly it. We're on radio, you can't be rubbing it. And we don't know what you're up to. You know what I'm saying? It's like pointing at something.
Yeah, can you do that though?
I can do it, yeah. But you can't do it other hand. Look at that though. You're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're rubbing both.
That's what I said. Can you do this? Rub both at the same time. Well, I don't know what you're patting yours for. That's not what I said.
Your hair looks lovely now though.
Thanks.
But you scuffed all your shirt up though.
Oh, so I'm changing it.
Anyway.
About it on 2 days.
Should we end with a song?
Should we do another Duff song in tribute?
We end up theme tune, yeah.
Well, we can't do theme tune on outro, can we?
Why not?
That's madness. Madness.
Oh, so we're not doing it this week. Has it fell back wayside?
You can do it if you want.
No, let's do a song. Let's do a song, not another Doves one.
I'll proffer a bit of percussion.
You know, because it's my birthday, can I choose?
Yeah. I'm not singing Happy Birthday.
No, what I'm going to sing, I want to sing you what was number one 40 years ago this week, because it was the number one out when I was born.
Album or
no,
or
song.
Or single? Because we ain't got that long.
The number one song, so...
Number one song. In the UK hit parade.
The UK, number one, Tabitha Paps, 1979.
Ooh, Gary Davis.
1979, April the 4th, or that week.
Yep.
Straight in at number one. I don't think it was straight in.
Well, you sing it and I'll see if I can guess what it is.
First I was afraid, I was petrified.
Oh, hang on, I know
kept
this.
Thinking I can never live without you by my
it's
side.
Tip of my tongue. Give me a minute.
That's too wrong.
Yeah, we got it.
I learned how to get along and now I'm back.
Hang on.
From outer space.
I'm going to say that.
I don't know any words. To feel about that look upon your face.
Could have changed that stupid lie. Could have changed that stupid key.
If I know for one more second you'd be back to follow me. Or did I go? Walked out the door. Don't turn around now, cause you're not working anymore. Weren't you the one that tried to hurt me when you lied?
Goodbyes.
I will survive,
that's it.
Are you joking?
I knew it were that.
I don't know. Thanks for listening.
I feel dead. See ya.
Night.